This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's waking up to fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's Wednesday breakfast team. Rise up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, this is Ginny Sarasvati and Adam Samuel waking you up on Wednesday morning. And Adzie, you know what I love about our show?
What's that, Gin?
The fact that our community is so global. We can chat to people from anywhere in the world. I love getting right to the source, and that is a source in New York City that is Huffington Post Gay. Joining us live on the line is the executive editor, Noah Michelson. Good morning, Noah.
Hi, guys, and I love chatting with you because I love your accent.
Do you want us to put on a bit more of an Aussie accent?
Yes, can you kind of ham it up a bit? That would be better. Oh,
g'day, Noah. How's it going, mate? Can we get you a beer and some shrimp on the barbie?
This is exactly what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Noah, how do you find that attractive? I find that appalling, that accent.
Oh, it's so attractive. I don't even care what someone looks like. I just want to hear that voice and I'm happy.
Noah, I've been reading up on Huffington Post Gay lately, and you've started a bit of a trend there with a hashtag. Some of the hashtags that you started is what a bi looks like, and another hashtag is what a butch looks like. I love the fact that you're starting these hashtags. Is it because that you feel that certain parts of our community, being so diverse, feel that they're underrepresented?
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you look out at the landscape of LGBT people, especially in the media and on TV and in the movies, you know, the people we see a lot of times are often gay white men or lesbian white women, and they're very particular kinds of gay men and women. So we wanted to sort of, you know, give a call out to our readers and say, what's going on in your lives and what do you want to see more of? And people, you know, responded and they want to see more butch people, more bisexual people. We're going to do one, you know, this is what trans looks like. This is what femme looks like. So we're going to have a whole series and really give people a chance to sort of interact with us and interact with their community and put a really different face on what it looks like to be queer.
I love that you're putting different faces out there and encouraging people to kind of tweet through or, you know, send you the images of their representation or what they like to be represented more of. Do you think eventually we could get to a stage where we can just hashtag this is what we all look like regardless of our sexuality?
I think that would be amazing. I don't think we're there yet. And I think because of that, there's something really powerful about still identifying as a particular label. Even people say to me, you know, why do we need a HuffPost Gay? Wouldn't it be great if we didn't have to have these sort of ghettos? And I say that would be great. But at the same time, you know, I'm really proud of being gay. I'm really proud of being queer. And those are labels that I think are empowering. And so I think still a lot of people think I am a butch woman or I am bi and I don't see myself in the media. So I'm proud of that label. That's not a label that I want to give up yet. So I think it can go both ways.
Yes, I miss being stereotyped as a butch lesbian. Hey, Noah, I'm one for, you know, fantasizing sometimes. And, you know, when Tom Daley made a YouTube video, my hormones just went into overdrive. Every time I see James Franco or even his brother, my hormones go into overdrive. But apparently there's a term for this where we wish that celebrities, you know, were a member of the rainbow family, queer baiting.
It's been coming up lately, especially with, like you said, like James Franco. James Franco, as far as we know, identifies as straight, but so much of what he does, both professionally, you know, the choices he makes as an actor, but also in his personal life, he really loves to sort of straddle that line of between being straight and queer. And not everyone's happy about that. Some people think that when straight people play into the queer community and sort of play up queer aspects, they're actually kind of baiting us and they're using that queerness to their advantage without having to actually pay for it. So you think about an actor like Rupert Everett, who came out as gay in the 90s and then lost his career. James Franco doesn't have to deal with that. He's not coming out, and he still gets to sort of flirt with being queer and all the cachet that comes with that. So some people think it's unfair. Some people think that he shouldn't be doing that.
Also, no, I've got to say, queer baiting. Now, I was trying to Google the term. What is the actual definition of queer baiting?
I think the actual definition is you're using a perceived sexuality that isn't straight in order to get attention or to get ratings if you're a TV show, or, you know, if you're an actor, to get people talking about you. So I think it's basically a straight person who's using aspects of queer culture but not actually part of that culture in order to get attention, favorable attention.
Well, Noah Michelson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Always an absolute pleasure chatting to you. Now, we can check out Huffington Post Gay on Twitter if you go to HuffPostGay, or you can check out, is it gayvoices.com?
HuffingtonPost/gayvoices.
Rise Up is podcasted through iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/riseup. You're with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.